Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. Precious metal prices fell Wednesday, pressured by rising global stock markets and a firmer dollar. U.S. stocks traded mostly higher as traders took profits out of high-flying tech sector and bought shares of the more beaten-down parts of the market. And in the news, with gold price about to return to $2,000 an ounce, could it be the right time to take profits now, or is it better to wait until the new record high? Well, if I were you, says Seeking Alpha, I would simply buy and hold and completely ignore the negligible fluctuations, because gold prices could hit $14,000 an ounce or more. The intelligent investor diversifies his assets and always includes at least a small portion of gold in his portfolio for wealth preservation in an unexpected disaster. Well, scientists worldwide are working against the clock to find a viable coronavirus vaccine, reports The Guardian. But the quest for the vaccine seems to have turned sour. Political pressure has been mounting for scientists to deliver an economy-saving result, and reports of corner-cutting emerge daily. However, if current forecasts are correct, a COVID-19 vaccine will be available in 2021, smashing all records for vaccine development, and there could be many more reasons to trust it than not to. At various points in history, salt has been used as currency, as has tobacco, reports Mises.org. Whatever is in steady supply at the time and holds agreed-upon value can be used as money. For much of our history, it was gold. But politicians aren't content unless they're manipulating the value of money. Politicians see an opportunity to ride to the rescue when inflation-induced bubbles burst. Printing presses will go into overdrive and the dollar will continue to fall in value. And lastly, at their political conventions this month, President Trump and former Vice President Biden laid out starkly divergent visions of how to dig the U.S. economy out of the deepest downturn since the Great Depression, reports USA Today. Trump promises more cuts in taxes and regulation, while Biden vowed to raise taxes on the wealthy and corporations. Some economists argue that Trump's free market approach will effectively unleash business owners' animal spirits. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.